Have your say. Call, text or email. Talk about at radiokerry.ie.
Now, let's talk about every Irish person's favourite subject, and that is, of course, the weather. And there's a story today, and it's only one of many stories in the media in recent days. A story in the Irish Daily Mirror today that says Ireland is set to be blasted with unusually high temperatures over the coming days. Met Éireann has forecast highs of up to 17 degrees on Thursday with nighttime temperatures in the double digits. And the article goes on to call the weather, refer to this weather as freakish for November. Now, it does sound pretty unusual, but is it really freakish? Is that a correct term to apply to it? Well, I'm joined on the line by John Roach from Castle Island, who has been observing weather patterns here in the kingdom for many, many years. John, good to talk to you. How are you?
Not too bad, Deirdre. Nice talking to you too.
How unusual is it to have 17 degrees in November, John?
Yeah, well, I haven't any stats in front of me, Deirdre, but speaking from my own experience on that, I wouldn't consider it unusual at all. You know, basically, what people would call this weather, we get, we get mild weather in November, December. We get hot weather in April, May, you know, except in years. I would think 17 for a day or two is nothing in the world to be even talking about, not a mind, you know, going into
hysterics,
newspaper headlines or anything. I think it's part of an agenda, Deirdre. You know, I usually stay away from it a bit, but it's part of an agenda to continue this this scaremongering about the climate change and all the consequences of it.
So you actually remember high temperatures in November years gone
by? Absolutely, yeah. Even if it was checked even last year on the year before, we would probably have had days. I would think in every November you would have days that would go as high as 16, 17, maybe 12, 13, 14 is more usual, but there is no rule for weather, as you know. It happens the way forces sort of dictate it. And the reason for this now at the moment is that there's a very long weather system called the high pressure to our east, actually, and you see, the wind blows clockwise. I've said this before. Clockwise around a big area of high pressure, and if the area is very big, then we get the wind starting down around the Canary Islands, the Azores, and coming right up through the Atlantic. Then it swings around and from the Arctic and down the other side. So if you're on the side where the wind is blowing from the south, then you're going to get these temperatures. If you're on the other side, you're going to get the temperatures after it passes through the Arctic, which is the direct opposite, you know.
Mm.
And what we have at the moment now is a wind that's starting down there. And it's only going to be, at the moment, it's going to be a day or two, you know. Now, I think I might say that looking at it, and I haven't been examining it much lately because it was obvious that it was more of the same was coming, but I think that I could hopefully say the week after next we may see period of good high pressure and fine weather for a while, but again taken with the usual
warning, they
can change.
The reality,
it looks that way.
The reality, John, is in this country, am I correct in saying, is that the temperatures don't usually vary massively? We always seem to be somewhere between about 10 and 16 degrees all year round, give or take.
I heard it described years back, and I think it's the same. We have a moderate climate, as against, you know, you go further south, you get extremes. You go further north, you get extremes of cold. We're in there in the middle. The past week, 10 days, we're at the mercy of the jet stream, which, you know, has been pushed away from us most of this year. We've had a good year for the most part because the jet stream has been broken up most of the time by high pressure. For the past couple of weeks, it's coming sitting straight over us as it moves from west to east. And that's how we've had this terrible consistent rain belt, you know, for the last fortnight. But generally speaking, we've had a mild year. We've had, a moderate climate. And, all this scaremongering, I find it very it's distressing, not to me, but for people who... I just saw a figure there about 10 million children go to bed traumatized every night in America because they think the planet won't be there for them when they grow up. You know?
Well, I suppose that's a whole other debate, and I'd say we could be here for a long time talking about climate change.
Yeah. But it's part of where this is coming from about big headline about 17 degrees in
November.
Days in November, you know.
Am I right in saying that in recent years, in particular, John, I know that the months of winter are traditionally they're supposed to be November, December, and January. But the last couple of years, I feel anyway, and I could be wrong, that we don't get the really cold weather until after Christmas, and it's often February and even into March before it gets very cold.
Well, it's been that way traditionally, dear. November is usually a wet month, but a mild month. Usually, you know, again, we had occasions for a real frost in November, but very, very rarely. Now, speaking on the thing of hard weather and things, we are overdue a hard winter, you know, because it's 10 or 11 years since we had the last very hard winter. So it would be unfortunate if we got it this year with all the problems that are there, but I think it's something people should be aware of. We're overdue a hard winter with hard frost and that. And, you know.
Yeah, but we could escape it too. Yeah. We might escape it as well. So, John, just before we let you go, so you reckon the week after next we might be in for some good weather, just to cheer us up?
A bit of fine weather, depending, maybe for a few days or a week or that, but it does look like there is a break in it the week after next.
Okay, so we can keep the long johns in the hot press for another while.
Yes. Deirdre, could I just make one little announcement?
Sure,
And as putting on my hat as chairman of the local district heritage, We're unveiling a booklet in Abbey Field on Friday night to the great Father Casey of Abbey Field, a reprint of a book that was written 110 years ago with some additions on that. So everybody is welcome there at the Glorick Theatre on Friday evening at 7:30.
Great stuff. I'm sure lots of people will be very interested in finding out more about Father Casey.
I think he was a great man in his time, one of the great leaders of the land campaign, you know. And I think this is the book that was written back in 1910 and has obviously disappeared for generations, but we're representing it on Friday evening.
Great stuff. Well, listen, John, it's always lovely to have you on the programme, and thank you for sharing those weather observations with us.
It's a pleasure. Right.
Take care, John. All the best. That is John Roach there in Castle Island. John says that temperatures of 17 or even 18 degrees in November aren't as unusual as we think, and John is in his mid-80s, so he's been around a lot longer than some of us and has been observing weather patterns and making note of temperatures for a lot longer than most of us, I would imagine. So there you go. Can anyone remember November as mild as this? I think it's been pretty mild for the last couple of weeks. There hasn't really been any frost or any bad cold there, if you like. Now, I do know that older people tend to feel the cold more than younger people, but having said that, generally speaking, there hasn't really been much frost yet. Or are we due for maybe a big bout of it after Christmas? Who knows?